mustered up the courage to roast Halloweenies while relishing the demented booze. I'm Whimsical Will.
What's that smell? It smells like pumpkin. It's you. Ooh, tell me, were you just carving a pumpkin into a jack-o'-lantern?
Brains in the booze!
I want to eat your brain.
Or how about playing with brain cells? A team of scientists in Australia taught a dish of living brain cells to play the classic video game Pong!
An electronic version of what you call table tennis. Your primitive paddles have been replaced by an electronic...
Hey, that's just Pong. Get with the times, man.
Cortical Lab specializes in dish brain intelligence.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
They hooked up the dish to a simplified Pong game and sent signals to the brain cells to indicate the location of the ball.
Mind blown.
Then the scientists tried to motivate the cells by using electrical stimulation.
We're gonna stick in your yin-yang.
Now, they used an organized burst for a hit and a chaotic stream of white noise for a miss.
I'll just sound my little horn like this.
Oh, that hurt my brain.
Eventually, the dish of brain cells was able to strike the ball more often than it missed.
This is your brain on video games.
Well, maybe this will give video games a better reputation.
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells.
Well, after all, the Pong experiment used just 800,000 brain cells, about as many as a cockroach has.
Cockroach always wins.
A human has 86 billion brain cells.
Excuse me, Professor Brainiac.
Why, anybody can have a brain? That's a very mediocre commodity.
But nonetheless, I'd better brush up on my Pong skills, so if a brain cell challenges me to a game, I can say, neuron! Ah! But can they play Doom?
Are you out of your mind?
Hey, you'd think the brain cells might be better at Gyrus.
I don't get it.
Now look it up. I'm Whimsical Will with half a mind to bring you the demented booze.
Looks like this has been a happy Halloween for everyone. And what made me happiest is being able to share it with people I love.
Trick or treat, Doctor.